Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. LPG tanker MT Sarvashakti safely crosses Strait of Hormuz, expected to arrive at Indian port on the 13th of this month. US President Donald Trump threatens to withdraw over 5,000 troops from Germany. US carrier Spirit Airlines shuts down as company says it cannot keep up with high oil prices. In Mali, security forces eliminate over 200 attackers in targeted airstrikes. And World Press Freedom Day being observed today. And now the news in detail. A Marshall Islands-flagged LPG carrier, MT Sarvashakti, carrying 46,313 metric tons of India-bound LPG with 20 crew members on board, including 18 Indians, safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz. Official sources said it is expected to arrive at Visakhapatnam on the 13th of this month. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways said in a press briefing yesterday that all Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving Indian-flagged vessels has been reported. The Ministry of External Affairs is continuously monitoring developments in the Gulf and West Asia region, with focused efforts on ensuring the safety, security, and welfare of the Indian community. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, who is on an official visit to Jamaica, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago, has reached Kingston in Jamaica this morning. Dr. Jaishankar was welcomed by his Jamaican counterpart, Kamina J. Smith. The minister said that he looks forward to engaging with the Jamaican leadership, business community, and members of the Indian diaspora over the next 2 days. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit till the 10th of this month, Dr. Jaishankar will meet with the leadership of the three countries. Dr. Jaishankar is also expected to have bilateral engagements and interactions with prominent leaders of businesses and members of the Indian community in these countries. The Indian Army contingent has departed to Cambodia for the second edition of India-Cambodia Bilateral Military Exercise, or SINBACS 2. In a social media post, Additional Director General of Public Information of Indian Army said that the exercise is scheduled to be conducted at Camp Basel from tomorrow to the 17th of this month. It added that the exercise will be conducted with focus on company-level joint training for conduct of operations in subconventional environment. Indian students in the UAE are appearing for National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2026 today, with exam centres open in both Dubai and Sharjah. The pen and paper test conducted by the National Testing Agency is being held from 12:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. UAE time. The Indian High School in Dubai and Sharjah Indian School in Sharjah are serving as the designated exam centres. The examination is being overseen by the Consulate General of India in Dubai. President Donald Trump has said that the U.S. will significantly reduce its troop presence in Germany, escalating a dispute with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz as he seeks to scale back America's commitment to European security.
The Pentagon on Friday had initially announced it would pull some 5,000 troops out of Germany, but when asked Saturday about the reason for the move, Mr. Trump didn't offer an explanation and said that even bigger reduction was coming. He told reporters in Florida that US is going to cut way down and they are cutting a lot further down than 5,000. Earlier, German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius today said that a planned US troop reduction in Germany should push Europe to strengthen its own defenses. He urged Europe to take greater responsibility for their security, noting Germany is expanding its military and infrastructure. The US military presence in Germany began after World War II and peaked during the Cold War in the 1960s, when hundreds of thousands of American troops were stationed there to counter the Soviet Union. Shigyasa Pandey for World News.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. U.S. carrier Spirit Airlines, known for its budget-friendly fares, has announced that it has gone out of business after 34 years. The ultra-low-cost airline that once operated hundreds of daily flights on its bright yellow planes and employed about 17,000 people said that it had started an orderly wind-down of its operations, effective immediately. Although Spirit had gone bankrupt twice before, the company said that high oil prices, which have been rising because of the war with Iran, made it impossible to stay aloft. The airline said on its website that all flights have been cancelled and customer service is no longer available. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said that Spirit had a reserve fund set up for customers who bought directly from the airline to get refunds. People who bought from third-party vendors like travel agents would have to seek refunds from them. Cuba denounced the escalation of U.S. military threats against the country by U.S. President Donald Trump. We have a report.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said on social media that Mr. Trump escalates his threats on military aggression against Cuba to a dangerous and unprecedented scale and marked a dangerous rise in aggression and vowed Cuba would defend its sovereignty. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez also said Mr. Trump's clear and direct threat of a military attack had raised aggression against Cuba to dangerous levels. President Trump, speaking in Florida, said the United States would take control of Cuba almost immediately after finishing a job, referring to the conflict with Iran. Cuba rejected the measures as unilateral coercive actions adopted by the U.S. government that violate international law and amount to collective punishment. With Nandini's report, Shagun Chopra for World News.
In Mali, security forces killed more than 200 attackers in targeted airstrikes on Friday morning, Malian state television reported yesterday. The report, citing a statement from the General Staff of the Armed Forces, said the strikes targeted a large column of armed militants that had crossed from a neighboring border area and was allegedly preparing fresh attacks. Four pickup trucks mounted with heavy weapons and more than 60 motorcycles were also destroyed in the operation. Armed terrorist groups launched coordinated attacks on several cities across Mali on 25th April and also targeted General Sadio Camara, the Minister of Defense's residence in the town of Kati, near the capital Bamako, during which the defense minister and his wife were killed. India strongly condemned the terrorist attacks in the African nation on 28th April and expressed condolences on the demise of General Sadio Camara. The Indian Embassy in Mali has urged all internationals residing in the country to remain highly vigilant following multiple attacks by armed groups across the country. In Brazil, at least 6 people have died and thousands displaced after heavy rains hit northeastern part of the country. The deaths were reported in the Pernambuco and Paraíba states yesterday following 2 days of rain. Flooding and landslides killed 4 people in Pernambuco, including in Recife and Olinda. In neighboring Paraíba, 2 people died and about 1,500 families were displaced. In badminton, India was knocked out by France after a 0-3 loss in the Thomas Cup semifinals at Horsens in Denmark yesterday. A superb French team led by Popov brothers reached the final of the Thomas Cup. Ayush Shetty suffered a heavy loss to world number 4 Christo Popov in the opening singles. Kidambi Srikanth lost in straight games to world number 10 Alex Lanier in the second singles. H.S. Pranoy lost to world number 17 Thomas Junior Popov. It was hard luck for India as they did not have Lakshya Sen in the semi-finals. Kidambi and Pranoy fought well, but they did not make their chances count on the day. World Press Freedom Day is being observed today. It serves as an occasion to encourage and develop initiatives in favor of freedom of press and to assess the state of press freedom worldwide. The theme for this year is Shaping a Future of Peace. This year, the World Press Freedom Day offers a critical moment to reaffirm freedom of expression and to align journalism, technology, including AI, and human rights actors around practical ways to strengthen information ecosystems for the future. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. LPG tanker MT Sarvashakti safely crosses Strait of Hormuz, expected to arrive at Indian port on the 13th of this month. US President Donald Trump threatens to withdraw over 5,000 troops from Germany. US carrier Spirit Airlines shuts down as company says it cannot keep up with high oil prices. In Mali, security forces eliminate over 200 attackers in targeted airstrikes. And World Press Freedom Day is being observed today. That's all in World News Bulletin. Stay tuned to Akashvani.